Friday, March 16th. President got into the POW question this morning. He wants to meet with Flynn, the senior officer of the POWs, who's now back. He wants to see him as soon as possible, and right after that, announce the May 24th dinner. Got into some discussion of POW gifts. Decided he wants to give each of them cufflinks, each of the wives pins, each of the kids a bow pin for the girls and tie clips for the boys, plus an ashtray or something like that for their homes, plus a unit citation type of thing in a framed copy for each POW. He wants a full plan worked out on that. He wants to go ahead with the May 24th. I've talked to Bob Hope, and the date's okay with him, and he's supposed to call me back on whether Les Brown would be available, and then we'll go ahead. Hope's idea is to put together a show with all the stars that have been over there, like Raquel Welch and Ann Margaret, etc. He got into some PR questions, wants to set up a new plan for circulation of favorable editorials from the outside so that there are no more mailings from the White House. And he's trying to figure out how to do that. Feels that the burden of support on aid to North Vietnam is on Rogers and Richardson, and also that they've got to carry the defense budget. We've got to work out the question of how we fight the congressional isolationists, and they are the key to it. He got into quite a thing on Watergate again, on the strategy. He's still concerned about the appearance of the president covering up and feels that we've got to try to work out of that position by releasing the Segretti data or something. He also got into staff assignments, feels that Shultz is spread way too thin. He's the senior man on labor, Russian trade, economic policy, treasury items, monetary policy, energy, and so forth. He thinks we've got to get Ash more active on the management side, that Ehrlichman's role has got to be more as an advocate, leaving the substance to Cole, that we need to parcel these assignments out better, let Flanagan go back to being the businessman's guy so Ehrlichman doesn't have to do that. Find a way to point Ehrlichman and Shultz better. We do need to handle the congressional side, and he's interested in the possibilities of getting a present member of Congress to come over to replace Timmons. Feels we've got a man-to-man, each of the cabinet members, on key congressmen, especially Lynn and Weinberger, and wanted to explore bringing McGregor back as our congressional man because he's got some enthusiasm. End of March 16th.